immigration ain't really about Latino people coming here. Not even the most racist, most right-wing Nazi cares that Latino people are coming here to work. The real issue is that we're coming here to stay. It's not that they don't mind us coming here and slaving for them. They don't want to take care of their own kids. They're not strong enough to pick their own groceries and then clean their own house. They don't mind us being here. They just get mad when we want to stay here and when we want the same treatment that white workers get, when we want the same treatment as American workers get. Why should we not have the same treatment as American workers? That's where the racism begins.
Well, you know, this was Mexico before it was California, or, you know, before it was turned into the state of California. So, you know, my thing is the black and the brown have always shared California. You know, when we were running away from serious slavery oppression, a lot of people ran to California. My father ran from Louisiana to California to build it, to start new, you know, to get away from them old ways. So, you know, we've always shared California, you know, and I think, you know, it sounds silly to be trying to kick people out who's been here before America. You know, that don't make no sense. So I just think people should really just figure out a way to include these people into the society. They already here, and let's make it happen. You know, I think it'll be better for everybody.
The government recognizes the importance of euphemisms. In other words, a lot of times when they attack us, you know what I'm saying, they use these nice terms. You hear them say the correctional centers as opposed to concentration camps. You even hear, you know what I'm saying, you hear Renaissance 2010 in Chicago, which is a blatant attack, you know what I'm saying, to take over the schools, you know what I'm saying. They call it gentrification as opposed to land grab. You hear nice terms, dressed up terms. I think they call it House Representative HR Bill 4437, you know what I'm saying, which it makes, sounds real, you know, quote unquote, politically clean, you know what I'm saying. Actually, it's a brutal piece of legislation, you know what I'm saying, which is being employed, you know what I'm saying, to further attack the, you know what I'm saying, the native people in the whole and incorrectly deal with this whole land question. This whole thing about this land question, this is the native people's land. That right there, we must take an adamant, strong position about that, you know what I'm saying? And as you see the slogan, who's a real alien pilgrim, they're going to be put forward.
People keep trying to play black and Latino off of one another.
Like I said earlier, I'm not God. A lot of Latinos are influenced by me. And I try to show them that there's no difference between blacks and Latinos. If any area you find a large amount of black people, you find a large amount of Latinos. If we learn to get together and become one, we can become a majority. We can become at least much stronger. We can unify. We can express our issues and what we are concerned with in our community. And they have to listen to us, because us together as one form a large number of voters. So we demand our respect. This is what I've been telling the Latinos. This is what I've been telling the blacks since day one. You know what I mean? This is how I'm involved. And Big Pun's biggest record, Still Not a Player. The end of the song was going Boricua, which means Puerto Rican. We are definitely a large part of bringing the Latinos and blacks together. Yeah. And we like to do that.
We didn't cross the borders. We didn't cross the borders. The borders crossed us. We didn't cross the borders.
Why the black and the brown got the fight in the pen? The black and the brown, they squabbing again. The goddamn sheriffs is laughing again. It all stink, keep your ass out the wind. Why the black and the brown got the fight in the pen? The black and the brown, they squabbing again. The goddamn sheriffs is laughing again. Why the black and the brown got the fight in the pen? The black and the brown, they squabbing again. The goddamn sheriffs is laughing again. It all stink, keep your ass out the wind. See the black and the brown, we can share the same land. When I was a slave, where the hell did I ran? California, man, it was full of Mexicans. Look, Mufasa, this is they casa. Just 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 look, Mufasa, this is they casa. California, man, it was full of Mexicans.
Mexicans. Davey D hanging out with you. We are still down here in Atlanta in front of the Capitol, and we got a couple of young ladies here. What does your sign say?
Our sign says is fight for our families. All we want is the right for our families to live here, to have the same rights as the Americans, because all we do is hard work. We don't come here and fight with anyone, and all we want is to be here right and get along with each other. You know, we're not here to fight anyone, and I don't know, we're just fighting for our rights, and we hope that everything comes in okay.
Let me ask you this. You know, in California, where we're at, there's a huge population of Latinos. That's the majority there. What's it like in Georgia? Are you guys real small community? Is it a large community?
Well, it's a large community. I don't know if you guys knew about, like, the March 10th. It was a huge amount of people, like, fighting for our rights and everything. I mean, we hope that everyone comes in and joins us, and like, all we're doing it, I mean, we're not fighting anyone, we just want like to be here right with everyone, get along with each other, and like, I mean, I feel like it's a big community, all of us are together. I mean, if like we speak to everyone and let everyone understand what we're trying to like make you guys understand, make Americans understand, that all we want is to be here with them, fight with them, and like work together and share everything that we have.
And they're not doing that now, huh?
No, they're not.
And is there a lot of prejudice down here in Georgia? Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I've noticed that, but like, it makes me really sad that like, I see hardworking men, and like, people don't understand that. They think that we come here and fight people. All we want is to defend our rights. I mean, we don't want to fight anyone. People think that we come here and take their like their rights away from them, you know? But we're not here to do that. We're just here to share everything that we have and everything that they have to share with us.
Tell everybody what's going on in the state of Georgia. We know that California is a ground zero for this immigration debate, but we want to know what the perspective is for people in the South with regards to this.
Well, that in Georgia, the capital of the Confederate flag, where slavery and racism and anti-black, anti-anything that's not white, has always been prevalent here. They won't give the black man a job because they're scared of him. But they think that they can better control the Mexican and the Latino. The so-called Latino, so-called immigrant. Yeah, we've been here, you know, according to the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and history, that we've been here for over 16,000 years in this part of the earth. And so they think that they can just treat us like a whore or a dog, someone they can kick. Yeah, we come and build their homes, clean their parents behind and their children's behind when they won't do it themselves. We provide them a means to create their wealth, and we ask for nothing but justice. And we just buried Sister King, and how disrespectful for them to pass such a bill. I mean, I understand that there needs to be laws to protect the country, right? But what about the laws that keep you from disturbing and creating economic problems in Latin America, destabilizing Latin America, where those people there, we have to come and work for you for free almost, and yet we pay taxes. We do pay taxes every time we go to a store, every time we purchase, and we don't use credit cards. We pay cash. We pay taxes. So all this BS about we don't pay any taxes, that's a lie, and you know it.
Well, there you go. You know, let me ask you. This is
Brother Juan Muhammad, Nation of Islam.
It's significant to see you and brother over here, because a lot of times they try to divide black and brown. Could you
speak to that issue, especially as this immigration debate rages. That seems to be how they're trying to play the two sides off one another.
That's why we're here. We're representing Minister Abdul Sharif Muhammad, the Southern Regional Minister for Minister Louis Farrakhan, Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, to say no to House Bill or H.R. 4437. We know the same tricks that have been pulled on us are being pulled on our brothers and sisters from Latin America. Honorable Elijah Muhammad, so teach us from Minister Farrakhan. Teach that this day right here was going to come, and we're right now witnessing that. And they are throwing these little tidbits out to distract our people, the black people, black man and woman in America, against our Latino brothers and sisters, saying that they're coming to take the jobs from us and stuff. We know all these tricks, and we're not here to be deceived. We're here to show unity with our Latin American brothers and sisters today, under the leadership of the Most Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan.
What do you say to some of these brothers, you know, out in Los Angeles that are trying to join the Minutemen and trying to go on a crusade? What should our response be? Because they're getting all this airtime, getting all this press time, and then they're saying they're representing our community.
Look, I'd say this right here. What we got to do is remember that territory belongs to our brothers and sisters, and they're on those borders trying to protect them against their own land. That day will come, and it'd be good to hear Brother Ernesto's opinion on that as well.
Okay. Yes, sir. Brother Ernesto, you know, what's your opinion on the whole type of division that they've been trying to do right now in the media, and the fact that you have black people in Los Angeles trying to join the Minutemen?
Well, if you study history, you will know that the counterintelligence program has been active in America, I believe, ever since the country was established, since the 13 colonies, to keep anybody that was not white from organizing together. They kept the tribes, the red, so-called red man, divided against one another. Tricks and deception, one tribe against the other, and that's all that's going on right now. If black men and women are joining the Minutemen, it's because they have no love of themselves, and they don't know their history and their culture, and they need to check themselves.
Love themselves before they wreck themselves.
That's right. Check themselves before they wreck it themselves. And to study history, brother and sister, that these men right now that you're joining, they're using you to turn against the so-called Latino, the so-called immigrant, the so-called wetbag. But then a few days ago, they were hanging, raping, castrating black men and women in America, and they did that for over 300 years. And now they want to use tricks and treats. They might give you a little money here, a job there, and say, you a good slave. I would say the other word, but I don't. It is not my place to say that, and I don't want to disrespect my brothers and sisters. But that's really what they're doing, and they laugh behind closed doors in the Capitol, in the presidency, everywhere. When they see that going on, they're laughing at you. So you still have time to save yourself and leave that group alone. You reap what you sow.
That's real spit right there. We appreciate it, brothers. We are still downtown, actually in front of the Capitol, here in Atlanta, Georgia. And we got a brother here. What's your name?
Amadou,
what brings you out here today?
Well, I'm an immigrant from West Africa. And at some point, I was not an immigrant because they came to my country at some point and took people away. But nowadays, now this is the United States, and I came to support the Latino community so that they know that they have friends.
You know, this is very significant because right now, the way that the debate has been framed, we obviously see a lot of our Latino brothers and sisters, but immigrants are a lot of folks, whether they're from Nigeria, Europe, Kenya, a whole lot of folks. Speak to the significance of that absence being taking place in the American discourse around it.
Okay, well, I think it's twofold. I think the Latino community wanted to make a point that they're united. So that's the first front. I think other fraction of the immigrant population need to unite as well so that there can be an organized movement. And I think that's the first step. And I think that it should be a voluntary effort from other immigrants to come and support this one issue that affects us all as immigrants.
You know, one of the things that has been also significant is here we are in Atlanta, Georgia, the birthplace of the civil rights movement. It seems ironic that we don't see that same fervor from other sectors of the community out here, the place where Dr. King demanded rights for everybody. Is that an unfair comparison? Is that unfair to make that connection, or is that an accurate way of looking at things?
I think that's pretty accurate. I think you're definitely right. And I think one of the issues is that people have been desensitized through the media or the lack thereof of news. And I think that's a very poignant point to make, that this is symbolic, right on the same street that Martin Luther King and the civil rights movements walk.
Yeah, in fact, we are on Martin Luther King Boulevard right here, in front of the Georgia Capitol.
Absolutely, absolutely. So,
let me ask you, you know, from your perspective, how are immigrants treated here, whether they're Latino or, I know there's a lot of African immigrants here, a lot of people from Africa. Have they been able to find a place here in Atlanta?
Well, I gotta say personally that I've been in Europe. Immigrants are not treated as bad as in, let's say, France or let's say Italy, where you can walk down the street and the policeman would stop you and ask for your papers. That has not been the case here, and I would like it to stay that way, because that's how we can keep being strong. Our roads are being built. Our railroads have been built by immigrants. Our state capital have been built by immigrants. So we want to keep it that way. And I definitely think that personally, I mean, America has been great to me. I can't speak for everybody, but it's been great for me and my friends. We're all legal. We're all holding great jobs. And myself, I started my own company after working 13 years in one company, being successful. And now I'm venturing out and creating opportunities, not just to me, not just for me and my family, but also for the American people.
What do you say to those people that say people like you and others who are coming over here taking jobs away from us? You know, I mean, how should we respond to that?
Well, I say this. I say that if I was in my country and you came to my country and get jobs, I'll just compete. Because I can go anywhere in the world right now, give me 3 years, and I'll be at this exact same place where I am today. Not because of, you know, where I'm from, but because of what I believe in. I believe in competition. I believe in, you know, improving yourself and really work hard and get whatever you... I worked as a dishwasher. I worked as a sandwich boy and worked my way up. Anyway, there was an opportunity, I just came in. And it's with competition. It's capitalist system, so let's compete. That's all it is.
And the last question, you know, one of the ways this debate has been framed, in some parts of the country, they've been trying to pit black against Latino. But in places where you have large black populations, like a Georgia, sometimes they have tried to actually pit American-born blacks against African blacks. How do we deal with that, and where's that coming from?
Well, that's called conquer and divide. You know, divide and conquer. Conquer and divide, divide and conquer. And it's been done against Africans. It's been done against, I mean, the same people of the same race. So it's much easier to do it against people that have different obvious traits. But the similarities are so much more overwhelming than the differences that I'm thinking it would be, you know, it's just a propaganda. And that is not true. We're all united, and we should think as that we are all united. And there's no difference. After all, we're all sons of God. That's the biggest purpose.
Well, that's real spit right there. We appreciate it, man. What's your name again?
Amadou.
From Nigeria?
Senegal.
Okay, there you go.
We didn't cross the borders. We didn't cross the borders.
The borders crossed us.
We didn't cross the borders.
Jack, we're gonna see who we're back.
Come on now. In 18. picture that you're in my dimension. You track to what my mind expanded to produce with the sound. You are the man, and you're coming with the signs that you just can't deny. I made my lines with the laws that apply, but as I narrate, the mic made me gravitate. Locate the station, communication will navigate. Kicking more juice than a hydraulic pump in the trunk of a car with the power to jump. Another day, another hit on the radio. Straight from the vital, yeah. I deliver an audio. When knowledge delivered only works if you learn. That's why I'm concerned about those out to burn. Don't be a fool if you rock the clone. Cause Oxline Nation is coming too strong.
No maize flour, man. It's all about brown power. Hey, Cricket, come in and drop something for him, man. Drop something, G.
Coming 24/7, can't you understand? Cause I'm not gonna sleep until we get some land. I'm the one with the original funk in the trunk, so don't front, or you might get drunk. One's talking smack, get jacked up, cause everywhere we go, yo, I'm getting back up. They said it could tell, cause it's politically hardcore. But I took the hardcore and made it my art form. The blood of the mind may run. But the fact still remains, they want me in chains. I won't quit, shit, let's drop another hit, another jam of slam. So juicy, breaking through, cause the vocals come crashing. Chris Foss pills were smashing, don't call it white bashing. I put the program in effect, rip my damn neck. You can't deny my intellect, ideas was destroyed by the paranoid. Come alive in 93, cause you can't avoid a reality check on the real. You thought it wasn't coming, but Jack got time to kill. Or should I say steal? Rape, rob, and murder. I'm dropping all signs that some might never heard of. Hey, by the year 2000, Jack, we're gonna see who's the real wetback.
WBRKD. Breakdown FM. Where we break down news, views, and the hip-hop movement.